salt and light. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Chris, for reading that passage. And as Maureen started by saying, it is great to visit this church. Great to be part of the family of God. Great to be brothers and sisters united in Christ Jesus. We have the next one as well. Okay, so we just read very, very familiar passage. We've probably heard and read that passage many times over. If you've been in church a long time, Sunday school a long time, you'll be very familiar. But I pray today that something new, fresh, would go into us as we afresh look at these three verses in the next 10, 15 minutes together. That'd be really great. So I'm going to pray. Next 10, 15 minutes, three verses that we're all going to get something new from it. So Heavenly Father, thank you for what you're doing this morning. Your word is alive. Speak to each one of us in a fresh way, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is probably the most famous part of Scripture. As I said, many of us have looked at Matthew 5, 6, 7, three chapters entitled The Sermon on the Mount. Probably on a hillside just outside Capernaum, and probably over a number of days when Jesus gathered people together to speak truth into their lives. He spoke about his attitude towards the law, that position, that authority, that money aren't important in his kingdom. He came to turn things over, shake things up. What matters in the kingdom of God is faithful obedience to him from our heart. That's what he's looking for. He's not looking for us to do things, to do more pantries, to do more this, do more that, do more the other. What matters to him is a faithful, obedient heart. Faithful obedience is all he is looking for. Those three chapters, wasn't three chapters obviously in that time, that sermon that he preached challenged the proud, legalistic, religious leaders of the day, those that he was speaking to. And today, it's still challenging us. It's still relevant today. It still makes me take stock and rethink and realign my life around what Jesus spoke on that mountain 2,000 plus years again. Jesus spoke on character and lifestyle issues, about anger, about lust, about divorce, about retaliation, about loving our enemies, about giving, about prayer, about fasting, about money, to name some of the things that he spoke into. And how us, as people that want to do best we can to live and follow him and have that heartfelt obedience, how we should respond, how we should conduct ourselves around anger, around lust, around divorce, around retaliation, around loving, around giving, around praying, around fasting, around our money. Today, it still challenges me as I read those passages. Jesus outlined ethics, values, and a radical lifestyle, a radical shift that was required of those that say that we're following after him. That heartfelt obedience to his word, to his preaching. It directly challenged people's mindsets and thoughts. And it challenges us today to push back against cultural decay, actively doing good deeds, making a tangible, transforming impact in the local community and workplace that we're in. And that's what we're about as a pantry, as you've heard this morning. I'm going to read it again. Making a tangible transformation impact in this community and in every community across our town. So it's three verses we read. Three verses with big impact and big meaning. And we could have done the whole passage, but we've got 10, 15 minutes. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." Jesus here is describing the character and calling of those of us who belong in the kingdom of God. He does not say, try to become salt, or one day you might become light. He says, you are salt. You are light. You are salt. You are light. Whether you like it or not, you're salt and you are light. This gives us both our identity and our purpose and our calling for our life. Who we are salt. What we're about, shining light. What we are and what we do. Now, we know lots of things about salt and light. And in salt, in the ancient world, was an incredible, valuable commodity. It was used as a currency, preservative, and to add flavour. Thank you, my friend. Salt preserves what is good. That's our next slide. Salt preserves what is good. Salt was used to preserve meat. Now I can say it, third time, that's good. To stop it from decaying and going bad. And Jesus calls his followers to be the salt of the earth. He's saying that our lives should help preserve goodness, truth, mercy, justice and holiness in the world that we're called to be. It offers to go against selfishness and compromise. And we're called to be a moral and spiritual influence in our society. I think I've said here before, after 10 years or whatever my period is working for faith, I want to look back and I want to see that as an organisation, as an individual, we have shown mercy and we have seen God's justice outworked. We want to look back and see how individually we've shown mercy to anyone and everyone, no judgmental comment, nothing, but we're showing God's love, God's support, God's affection, God's favour. But more than that, we want to see God's justice come. We want to see society changed, things that need to be adjusted to going back to God. And that's what we're called to be as this salt. We're called to play our part in showing mercy and justice. To be salt and salty is to live differently, not with pride or harshness, but with faithfulness. In our homes, being faithful with those that we live with, being kind with those that we mix with. In our workplace, in our churches, in our communities. Let's just stop there for a minute and think. I got up this morning, it was a bit hot, yeah? When I got my breakfast, were my words kind? Were my words building up? Were my words encouraging? When we arrived here this morning, how were we? Were we showing that salt? Were we showing that love? Were we showing that kindness? We are called to live out that life, showing forgiveness over bitterness, showing compassion over indifference, and showing courage over silence. So again, we are called to be forgiving people rather than bitter people. We are called to be people of compassion, people that are willing to stop, people that are willing to slow down, people who are willing to go to the other side of the road and help someone rather than being indifferent and being just caught up in our own world. And that takes courage over silence. We've got a voice. Let's make our voice shine for Jesus because we're full of that salt. So salt preserves what is good. Salt also adds flavour. If you like a bit of salt on your roast dinner, which you're going to have in a few minutes perhaps, or something a bit later on this evening, it adds something to your dinner. Makes us feel, yum, yum, in my tum. That's what I say to my granddaughter, yum, yum, in my tum. It adds something to it. So salt doesn't draw its attention to itself, but it brings the best out of what it touches. It brings the best out in people. When people come into this pantry, we want to bring the best out of people, Karen. We bring the best out of people because however they come into this building, God loves them. God's for them. They're made in the image of God. They not understand that or live completely alien of what he would want, but they are made in the image of God. We are called to bring flavour of God's grace into the ordinary places. Sometimes we can big these things up and think people up the front here, they live different realms or whatever. But no, it's in the ordinary place. So as we go back out of here and as we go back home to see our children, our families, our partners, whatever, our community, our neighbours, how are we going to be in that place? Are we adding to that? Are we bringing God's grace, that favour of grace, into those ordinary places that he takes us to? Believers should be demonstrating that following Christ brings genuine joy, purpose, and abundant life. You know what? Jesus came to give us life, life to the full. So we shouldn't go around thinking like this all day. We've got genuine joy and purpose and abundancy because we've got the Spirit of God inside of us. A salty Christian life is one that makes people thirst after God. People see that salty life and they thirst after God. Our words need to be seasoned with that salt, seasoned with that grace. Our actions, as I mentioned, should be of kindness. Our presence should bring peace. Not disorder, we should be peace carriers, peace ambassadors. When people encounter us, when people chat to us, when people meet with us, they should experience something of the goodness of Christ because we carry that. We are the salt. You are the salt wherever you go. We'll come to you in a minute. I always say to Karen, Alison and the team, in all we do, we want to point people to Christ, point people to Jesus. And as we read in that passage, if salt loses its taste, it is no good for anything. We need to remain engaged and pure so we don't lose that positive influence to those around us. So we're called and we are salt. Whether you like it or not this morning, you are salt. Whether you like it or not this morning, the Spirit of God in us is asking us, taking us, flavouring wherever we go, showing that kindness. Showing that compassion. But as important is we are light. You are light. And light, as we know, is meant to be seen. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. And light has only one purpose, to shine lightness into dark areas. Get your torch out on your phone or whatever and shine it so you can see where you're going. We read by Chris that a lamp hidden under a bowl is failing to do what it's made to do. A city on a hill cannot be hidden because the light can be seen from miles apart. And if you've ever been perhaps seeing a ship out on sea and you can see its light for miles and miles. And we know lighthouses obviously shine their light. Jesus calls us to let our light shine through the good works that we do. Not because we can build ourselves up and say how wonderful we are, but so as we read, so that that will glorify our Father in heaven and people will be pointed to him. If we live for Christ, our light will shine and we will show others what Christ is like. We are the light. We are the walking Bible. People might not know what the words in the Bible say, but they know us. They see us. They see how we act with our wives. They see how we act with our children. We see how we drive our cars. They see how we live our lives. People are watching us because our light is shining out. But we can hide our light by being quiet when we need to speak up. We can hide our light when we go along with the crowd. We can deny the light by letting sin come in and diminish that light. We can hide that light by not explaining to others and ignoring people's needs around us. Our faith should be visible and obvious. It's not a hidden thing. The light is shining for everyone to see. Our light shines more brightly through tangible acts of love, of service. And the goal, as I said, of the shining light is to point people to Christ. Not to us, but point people to Christ. And we want to be people, as we leave here, that we are beacons of truth. Not shutting off our light, but letting that light shine out. So we are the salt. We are light. Let's bring flavour. Let's preserve. Let's bring light. So the challenge to us as we leave here in a few moments is how are we going to live the rest of our day? To engage and not to isolate, but to act with intent and to have an outward focus. Be salt today in our conversations. Let's speak truth with love and let your words build up rather than tear down. Be salt today in your choices. Refuse compromise when it would be easier just to go along with the crowd. Today, let's be light in our relationships. Let's show kindness. Let's show patience. Let's show forgiveness where sometimes darkness can take hold. Today, let's be light in our community. Let's just serve quietly. Let's just get on with serving, pointing people to Christ. Let's give generously, not holding back. Let's point others to the goodness of God. And as we do all these things, we're not doing it for ourselves. As I said, we are doing it so Jesus will be glorified to others around us. So in conclusion, a few minutes over, sorry Judy. Jesus' words are simple. Jesus' words, three verses, are simple, but they are hard. They are challenging and they aren't small. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. The world does not need hidden Christians or flavorless disciples. It needs people whose lives preserve what is good, reveal what is true, and reflect the light of Christ wherever we go. So as we leave here today, let's ask ourselves, where is God calling me, asking me to be salt this week? Where is he asking and calling me to shine this week? And may our lives this week make Christ visible so that he can be glorified for everything that we do. Amen. I'm going to pray for us and then I'm going to hand back to Judy. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you that you are calling us and giving us an identity of who we are and a purpose for our life. I pray this week that you would help us, that you'd strengthen us, that you'd enable us to live out lives out of heartfelt obedience for you. Live out lives that point people to you. Live out lives that we are salt and light wherever we go. May others see our good works, see our good words, and may people come to know you. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.